NIV says what? The word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. This is now word revival. We talk about financial revival, now we are speaking about the world. There is no, you see, there are some Christians who come to church, all they're looking for, you know, financial revival. Listen, it's not only financial revival you need. You need word revival. Now, for this financial revival to happen, you must believe in the word. And this word must be spread for you to believe it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word. Now, when the word grows, the Bible says, so mightily grew the word and prevailed. So mightily grew the word and prevailed. Meaning to say, the word of God will never prevail without what? Growing. So the word has got life. Jesus said, the words I have spoken are spirit and are life. And anything called life has got stages of growth. Anything with life has ability to grow. There is life, and life must grow. So when they said there's a revival, there is no revival without the message, without the word. Do you know what happens? Now, if we want the city, if you want the town, if we want the nations to have the revival of the word, then we need to take the word to the nations. In America, there is the word revival. So much word revival, but there are no other four revivals. I will tell you just now, in short, in 3 minutes from now. Other revivals are lacking. There's revival of the word and the financial revival in many churches in America. But they lack other revivals. As I'm speaking to you, many pastors are preaching in America, everywhere. People are hearing the word. But other revivals, which I'm about to share with you, are not there. Now, Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1. He said to me, son of man, stand up on your feet, and I will speak to you. Now, verse 2. As he was speaking, hey! As he spoke, the Spirit came into me and raised me to my feet. As he was speaking, the word of the Lord, the Spirit of God, as he was speaking, the Spirit of God entered me and caused me to stand on my feet. Have you ever seen when I'm preaching, somebody stands up on their feet? Do you know what just happened? The Bible says, and the Spirit entered me and caused me. You don't stand. You are caused to stand. Because when there is a revival of the word, it is a life-giving spirit. Now sit down. Now when the word is coming on you, and your body cannot just contain the joy and the amount of reception, the ability to receive, you find yourself standing. Because it's not you standing, you are caused. It's a revival, a word revival. Somebody say yes. So oftentimes when I'm reading my Bible home, when I'm reading to wherever I am, when I'm reading my Bible and I'm reading it, I find myself standing up. At times I find myself praying. Because there's a revival in my spirit. The word revival is reviving everything. He sent his word and healed their diseases. If you want to be healed anything, from anything, this word can heal you. He sent his word and healed. As he spoke, the spirit entered in me. Hey, Yamarabasuka. And he caused me to stand. That moment you are new in church and the preacher's preaching and people are standing, you keep on standing. What are they standing for? Nothing is entering you, brother. Nothing is entering you. Nothing is, just sit down. When he enters, he will cause you to stand on your feet. Word revival. Say, a word revival. You need word revival every time. You need the word of the Lord. That's why I can do healing, deliverance. I go back to the word because I know how to balance revival. Revival must be balanced. Number three, prayer. Say prayer. Acts 4, verse 23. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that chief priests and elders had said to them. When they had heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. How many were they? Together, not one person. A revival of prayer. Sovereign Lord, they said. Not he, they. You made the heaven and earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what what your power and your will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. When they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. Now go back. Give me the scripture. When they had prayed. Verse 31. When they had prayed, the place where they were meeting. Other versions said where they were assembled together was shaken. And the place, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke the word of the Lord with boldness. Prayer. A revival of prayer. In this level, you see, if there's a revival in the church of prayer, you have the same common petition. You see, if right now, if we say we want to pray against a demonic spirit, we all pray the same prayer. That's what you do when you want to balance revival. So there's a revival of prayer. In James 5, verse 17, the Bible says what? James 5, verse 17. It says what? It says Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that what? It would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. He was like you. He was like me. And he prayed. Now, when we are dealing with the revivals, don't confuse. There can be a revival of the word, people receiving Jesus in the city, but not of prayer. We need a prayer revival. Most of you here, you need that because your prayer life has gone down. That's what's called prayer revival. Your word life has gone down. That's what's called what? Revival. Meaning there was life, but it's not there. That's where most cities, when they were saying there was a revival, there is no longer revival. Because to them, revival was when people are receiving Jesus. They didn't know revivals more than that. There must be a prayer revival. You can receive Jesus and grow in him and die in your prayer. You need a prayer revival. Your prayer life must be revived. You can receive Jesus and not be in the word. Your word life, reading the Bible, loving to share, to understand the word of God. Your enthusiasm, your interest can die. You need a revival in the word of God. You need a revival. Revival of the word. Revival of prayer. Whereby you are not forced. You find yourself praying. You need this revival. You need this revival. Prayer. Prosuche. In Greek. Prosuche. Prayer. Meaning bringing out the acquisition of information in the faculties of your medulla oblongata. Tell the neighbor next to you, you need a revival of prayer. So I can sense, neighbor, that you have gone down a little bit. Say, revive, revive. How many here are saying, I really need prayer revival? I'm going down. I want to pray. I have hunger and appetite. You begin to pray and pray. Like my wife.
Oh, yes, Major.
Oh, my God. Until one day I told her that one day you would turn into prayer yourself. Prayer. She even prays, even if she has nothing to pray for. Now, you tell your neighbor next to you, are you a prayer warrior? If not, there's a revival coming to you. A revival of prayer.
Revival of prayer.
You become a prayer machine.
You become a prayer machine.
Hey, when you start da ka ba ba ra ka ta ba. Hey,
oh yes, Major.
It's a prayer revival.
Prayer revival.
All these revivals, they come by the Holy Ghost. In America, as I said, the only revival they have is the word preaching. Hallelujah, God, He's gonna move with the prayer. Oh, the miracle is on the corner. Yeah. There's a word revival, but there's no prayer revival. Prayer. Prayer. You close the door. I want to talk to my Father. You go on your knees.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. You begin to talk to your Father. You need a revival right now in your spirit.
Oh, yes.
I can sense as a prophet, your prayer life has gone down. I can sense a revival in prayer. You are coming back to your prayer level.
Oh, yes.
God is bringing back your prayer life.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Receive it.
I receive. Bring it on,
number
Daddy.
Say number four.
Number four.
Worship. Worship revival. So worship revival. I told you. You see, if you just say, there's a revival in the city, you are joking. There are types of revivals. Which revival are you talking about? Worship revival. What is worship revival? In this, when your level of worship comes to life, some of you, your worship life is dead. You can actually worship when you are here under my anointing. You feel, oh, yeah. You feel so like you're in heaven. Alone. When you're home, you don't even know where to start from. You can start worshiping for 10 minutes or 4, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. You are done. You need a revival. Like King David. Where you stand up and you begin to go to Psalms 24. And you start from verse 1. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. He set up the earth upon the seas. And established upon the waters. Who shall stand on the holy hill? Or stand on his castle? But he with a pure hand. Who has not touched evil or swear in deceit. He shall say to his God, the Lord is my God. Selah. Lift up your heads, O you everlasting. The King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Jehovah, mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Hiya, Barako. I just finished Psalm 24 right now. And I go to Psalm 27. Are you here or somebody in your home?
We are here, Major.
You begin to understand. You begin to worship the King. You love God. And you worship Him. It's not a catcher. It's a lifestyle. You live it. You speak to Him, Heavenly Father. I just want to say thank you. You worship Him. You need that revival right now. Revival is when people are coming to Jesus. No. That's not a revival. A real revival is when these fivefold revivals are happening. When those who have received Jesus are able to balance their life and check, where am I going down? Oh, prayer. Then they revive that area. The word, they revive that area. Financially, they revive that area. You need a revival, total revival. How many are for it? Let me give the verse on this one. Just 2 Chronicles. You following? Chapter 5, verse 13 to 14. It came even to pass as the trumpeters and the singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals, and instruments of music, and praise the Lord, saying, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. 14. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. You see, a revival of worship. The glory of God comes down. When you're worshiping God in your house, alone or anywhere else, you bring down the cloud, the presence. But most Christians, they don't see that. Be thankful always. Thank him all the times. You see, the best way of being thankful or being a person who you usually thank God is to check much what you listen to. Check very careful what you listen to. You see, it's very important to have worship playing all the times. In your car, in your bedroom, have worship playing. And it makes you remember who you are. May there be a worship revival in your life.
I receive.
The last revival, faith revival, ministry revival. Someone say ministry revival.
Ministry revival.
Say it again.
Ministry revival.
Say it again.
Ministry revival.
Acts 6, verse 4 to 7. Acts chapter 6, verse 4 to 7. We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, the Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they said before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. 7, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and the great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Now, this is the revival that the most preachers talk about. It's called ministry revival, whereby there are gifts of the Holy Ghost. They begin to work in people. Where you are, you have got gifts. Whether of healing or deliverance, whatever gift that is inside of you, miracles, signs and wonders, right? Any gift that it's in you, it takes a revival to happen for your gift to start operating. And it's the most famous revival that people know. Oh, there was revival. I want to preach. Miracles were happening. So many people, there was revival. Those, don't mistake revival with gifts. So this is his own revival. Ministerial revival. It's a revival of ministry, where you begin to understand who you are, what God called you for. You begin to do your gifts. Or you begin to go back to the loving to serve the Lord. Let's go to the book of Amos, 8 verse 11. Behold, the days come, says the Lord. I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Right now, the Lord is about to send a certain hunger, a hunger for revival. So there'll be a famine. People will be hungry, thirsty, just to hear the word. There's a new thing the Lord is doing right now. There's a new thing the Lord is doing right now. The life-giving spirit, his word, is about to touch somebody and life will come to you. Your prayer life will change. Your finances will change. There is a revival coming to you right now. Receive it.